Whipper.
G'day, podcasters. Since you've already hit play, you may as well dirty up those digits with Red Rooster's new crispy chicken wings and dipping sauce. With spicy buffalo or creamy ranch sauce to choose from, head to redrooster.com.au, click order now, and they'll bring them to you. Red Rooster, now delivered straight to your door. Game changer. Delivery available in select stores only.
Welcome to the podcast. Good to have you on board. I love a podcast. You can listen to a podcast anywhere. I listen to myself a lot as inspiration when I'm running, when I'm at the gym, when I'm working out. Where do you listen to
us? Awesome. That's great,
do you listen to our podcast?
No, I don't listen to our own podcast.
Oh, don't you?
No, I like to listen to others.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Because I hate hearing the sound of your voice.
All right. we should work together more often.
Yeah.
Hey, on the podcast tonight, treat for you. One celebrity that's come out and said she's only ever made out with one man. Surprises me because she's probably in her 60s. That's a guess. That's called love. I'll tell you who it is and what the story is a little bit later on the podcast. Isn't it amazing how the US debate, the presidential debate, not long to go either, jeez, it's been a journey, has turned into like settling into the entertainment prior to the Super Bowl. Mm. You know, it's coming on at 12, the world gathers around, and it's not from an education purpose anymore, it's just to see the antics. It's pure entertainment.
Well, it's not really, to be honest. I'd rather watch Beyonce perform or Bruno Mars.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they merged the two of them, Fitzy, and it's just Trump and Hillary doing the entertainment at the Super Bowl one time. Because the debate just seems to rage with slagging comments and more scandal, and who can try and get the other one in more trouble?
Well, it's just...
That's what the whole game is
here. The biggest disappointing thing is that you just watch it and none of them are inspiring.
No.
Neither of them make you think that country is in safe hands,
but
do they?
It's like 4 years ago or 8 years ago when Barack Obama started, Sarah. At least you watched Barack Obama and you could actually... It was believable.
Yep.
You look at the guy and you go, this guy wants to make a difference.
This is inspiring.
You know what? He doesn't lie. He wants to make a change. But it's the same with Australian politics as well. Mm. You watch these people and you think... the whole time I'm always thinking to myself... Is that a lie? Are they telling the
truth? Isn't it funny, too, when you grow up watching politicians and they're in a position of power and you think there's a level of intelligence, and then you get older and you get your own intelligence and you get your own opinions and you realise that they're just not. They're often battlers just trying to make a name that are lonely and needed a platform to have their voice.
There are good ones out there.
Well, there's a couple.
Like who?
You need to sift them out. I don't know. I think Tanya Plibersek here in Australia is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there's other people out there
don't. Different opinions. What was amazing was the thing getting around on Facebook yesterday after Donald Trump's comments about where he grabs women, which has become famous, completely inappropriate. If you don't know what it is, he was talking about grabbing them on the genitals, and these were comments from a bus where he forgot he had a microphone on. But there's a photo getting around, and it's Donald Trump and his wife standing there, and then... his daughters and other females, and they're just holding their purse in front of their crutch, and they said, now we know why Donald Trump's women stand like this.
Oh.
It's an amazing photo.
Terrible.
Let's have a look at what happened in the debate, though, because he was obviously the moment with the microphone on the bus, and his comments were going to be brought into question. So here's how he reacted.
I have great respect for women. Nobody has more respect for women than I do.
So for the record, you're saying you never did that.
I said things that, frankly, you hear these things are said, and I was embarrassed by it. But I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me.
Women have respect for me. Don't know about that one.
No.
Interesting to see the general feel was that Hillary had a chance to finish him yesterday, but that didn't happen. And possibly Trump even came out on top.
Yeah, but how was she supposed to do that?
Wonderful
question. He slagged himself. That audio speaks for itself.
Yeah.
What could she have possibly said that is stronger than someone having an opinion, having heard his own words?
And you know what? I think Hillary's best line yesterday wasn't even hers. She quoted Michelle Obama and said, when you go low, I'm going to go high.
Yeah.
So I think that was the best line.
Bit Melania Trump, really,
it was,
wasn't
it? She plagiarised.
What about this one? Great delivery here, where he just deflected the whole thing onto Bill Clinton, who was there at the time.
That was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I am a person who has great respect for people, for my family, for the people of this country. But that was something that happened. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women.
Straight back at you.
But see, I can't understand how you can say something like that when it hasn't been proven.
Absolutely.
What do you mean?
So can't... Well, Bill Clinton, with those women, he's had those four women, and he had a press conference beforehand.
Yes, and he lined the women up.
That hasn't been proven. So he's saying all those sexual exploits that he's done, or sexual harassment, or... But can't he sue Donald Trump now?
Probably not. In this game, it's just a slagging match. Mm. You do what you can to get a cheap shot in.
But also, wasn't he having an affair with these women, not being gross about grabbing
them? That's the thing. There's the difference between consensual adult activity and then just groping some woman because you think you're Donald Trump and powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at Monica Lewinsky, they both knew exactly what was going on there. Then he had a crack at Hillary. Here's a nice line from Donald.
It's just awfully good that someone... with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
What an immature thing to say.
In jail.
It's such a child's response.
You're still in the locker room.
Do you know what I do miss, though? Mm. The US have to jump on board with a worm. They've got to get the worm.
Yeah, sure, just to see it going up and down.
Oh,
just
my
to
God,
see
the reaction. I thought reaction. You meant the dance move. And I was like, I reckon some people do it.
Hillary's too old
like,
for that.
I don't think Donald Trump can pull off a worm. He's got
fat.
A massive gut.
He was the only nice part about it, though. Have a listen.
Name one positive thing that you respect in one another.
I respect his children. His children are incredibly able and devoted. And I think that says a lot about Donald.
Well, I consider her statement about my children to be a very nice compliment. I don't know if it was meant to be a compliment, but it is a great. I'm very proud of my children.
Yeah, that was the only love in the room. Later on the show, though, just have a think about it, Team MDG, if you wouldn't mind. We're going to go around the room and just pay everyone a compliment today, okay?
Everyone?
Just
bag's not getting whipper.
No, well, I mean, mine's an easy one. Easy to compliment. We're going to do that just
You are the Donald Trump of the team, though, yeah, sir. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I'll get up and do the worm.
Jigsaw puzzles. I've been really getting into jigsaw puzzles, actually, lately. And you know who else does? Lenny, my three-year-old. Lenny loves them.
What sort of pieces are you doing, mate? How big?
He's Star Wars, probably around about the most that... Yeah, Lenny's doing up to 100 pieces.
And gee, that's good.
And he's pretty good.
Starting with the corner pieces still?
Yep.
Sky's always tough, isn't it, when you get a big sky?
Build the frame first, don't you?
Mate of mine, Keith, his dad, loved puzzles so much so that any puzzle that was completed in the house was framed and hung on the wall. So as you walk through their place, there's just over the years, this was summer 1987, that's a castle in England.
Well, that's what they
1985.
Do. When one piece fits there, you can super glue it to a piece of cardboard underneath, and then you can put it as art.
Then it's over, though.
Well, my dad had an actual board that he made that
my
he could move around.
Yes, my mum has that.
You can take your puzzle building anywhere.
Yep, room of the house. I can bring it into the TV room, guys.
Dad was so exciting to be around growing up.
It's a great form of meditation, actually, just to sit there and have a bit of a crack at a puzzle.
Mm.
There's a guy called Jeremy Baker Deem. He's from the Isle of Wight, and he loves his puzzles, so much so he's on them all the time. That he went online and he saw up for sale the world's biggest puzzle.
Oh, jeez.
Say 33,600 pieces. It's 5.7 metres long by 1.57 metres tall.
No
and
way.
And as you can see down the bottom there, that's how big it was.
What's it up?
It's of a jungle. So there's all different animals in the jungle.
Right.
Took him over a year to complete, right? And he was going for the Guinness World Record. This was huge.
It's a bit sad.
It is a bit sad.
No, it's awesome, right? He's going for the record. Thing was, got to the end, was just about to celebrate. Four pieces missing.
No way.
That is a disgrunted PA there who's grabbed four pieces and gone, stuff you.
No, sir. It's the maker of the puzzle who went, any idiot that's prepared to buy this for 35,000 pieces, I'm just going to leave a few out because he'll get to the end.
No.
Got him a beauty.
But see, this is the thing. This is the thing. He doesn't know if it's a mate doing, if it's a stitcher.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if his missus has vacuumed over a couple in the house.
It's been a year.
And he's angry with all of his mates.
Oh, no.
And he's angry with his missus. He's not talking to any of them.
I'm surprised he has a missus. Someone who spends a year doing a puzzle.
Yeah. And it's quite sad, too, when he puts out that Facebook post saying, guys, I've just spent a year completing a puzzle. If anyone has the missing four pieces, could you please come forward?
Unfriend.
Isn't it? It's like the treasure map. And it's like someone's got these. And how long do you keep him hanging on for?
Another year. It's even got
to the point where he's tracked down the jigsaw was made in Spain and he's made a trip to the manufacturer in Spain to see if they can produce the last four pieces of the jigsaw puzzle.
They don't have it anymore.
Mate, you know what he should do? Is just keep it quiet, get some cardboard, cut the pieces out, similar shape, put them in and just get out your Derwents and colour them in.
That's not bad.
Just try and match it, champ.
I love the smell of the ocean, and we always get that when this man comes into the studio. You would know him from Bondi Rescue, but also they're raising money at the moment. The Van Fest is a great festival, and raising money this year to support the Forbes Flood Appeal. He's involved with it. Hoppo from Bondi Rescue. Hoppo!
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. That's the thing you don't think about too. I mean, for the rescue you do at the beaches in the ocean, when there is severe flooding, you see those idiots that think, whoa, there's a big pool in my back garden. Yeah, you know, like they do crazy things.
Yeah, it's like being down the beach, isn't it?
So exactly.
That's why we're jumping on board with VanFest and helping out the floods out there, and $10 are going to the flood relief.
That's fantastic.
Great. Well, yeah, there's a few problems out there at the moment, and that's a great lineup too. You've got Draft, you've got Angus and Julia Stone. Mm. It's a really good festival, actually. So what are all the Bondi boys going to be there as security, or what's the go?
Well, due to the floods, and it's not that big, is probably about a, you know, half a foot ripple out there. We decided to take Reedy with us because he's quite good in the small surf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's the one you carry week on, in, week out.
I remember doing an interview about 10 years ago and they rocked up to promote Bondi Rescue WHIP, and unfortunately Channel 10 took them there the night before, and it was Maxi and Kerbox, and they'd gone to the casino to play a little bit of blackjack. The thing was, forgot to sleep.
Don't you hate it when that happens? That's fine. You just push on through. Mate, have you seen some changes down at Bondi? I mean, for the time that you've been there, what are some of the obvious landscape changes? When I say landscape, whether it's the people or whatever it might be.
Oh, it's changed heaps. I started in 91, so it's back then it was a job you did before you went and got a real job.
Yeah.
And then now it's turned into, you know, after 2000, the Olympics down there, it's become more a career now.
The beach volleyball, even at Rio, I mean, just watching that, but it all started in Bondi. Mm. That's when beach volleyball started getting big, and they thought, well, this has turned into a bit of a party. Can you remember the moment down there with the beach volleyball? That was out of control.
Oh, that's probably one of my best moments working as a lifeguard. It was 6 months putting that stadium in. It seated 10,000 people.
Phenomenal.
And then the girls winning the gold medal there, you know, Kerry Potas and Natalie Cook.
That was amazing.
I'll never forget it. We were there outside working, and every time you heard the crowd cheer, and we had it going on the radio at the same time outside. Yeah. And, it was the best
How
place
iconic
in the world.
Australia.
And do you know what? One of the smartest marketing moves I've ever heard of was Jodie Mears had Tiger Lily. Remember the bikini brand? She decided to buy a heap of tickets for her models who wore Tiger Lily bikinis.
Good idea.
And basically in the crowd, whenever there was a men's game, between each point, the camera was just on the girls.
Yeah, sure.
Just promoting Tiger Lily bikinis. It was a smart move.
Yeah, and then if you panned out even further, you just saw Hoppo only 2 metres away with binoculars, as if he wasn't close enough.
We call that good customer service skills these days. You know?
Sorry, thank you for checking in. Hey, you know what? There's another celebration we want you to be part of, Hoppo. Fitzy's 40th. The big guy. We need to celebrate. So we've organised, Sarah and I have been the party planners, we've organised a huge bash for the big guy, and we encourage everybody, if you want to come along and you're listening right now, novafm.com.au. The theme is black tie with a touch of Bogan. Touch of Fitzy. Put them both together there.
Bogan tie.
We'd love you to come along, mate, if you're interested.
Oh, 100%. I wouldn't
bring
miss
a couple of the boys.
Yeah, I'll bring the boys. Kerbox would love to come
along. Yeah, mate, bring him along.
I would think black tie with a bit of Fitzy or a bit of Australian Bogan. You could just wear the top half so you could have your shirt and your jacket on and then just the smugglers below.
That's right.
Your outfit's ready to go. That's perfect. We'll get an invite to you, Hoppo.
There you go.
Love it.
Appreciate you coming in, big fella.
Thanks for having me.
How's your snoring going, mate? I haven't really asked you about that because you've got a double mouth guard. Do you wear that anymore?
No, I don't wear that anymore. Lisa and I are in separate bedrooms, although I think there's a more serious side.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's for the baby too, because she's up the entire time.
Yeah, I used to think of excuses too.
No, baby Jack sleeps in with Lisa.
And then you get a divorce.
You're like Benji and Zoe Marshall.
Yeah, we're in different rooms. Although every time I go to the doctor and they say, I think you might have sleep apnea, I say, I know I have sleep apnea and I meant to get onto it, but I haven't done anything. Can you help? Have you got a solution?
Yeah. So after a couple of wines, you snore quite a bit as well, don't you?
I have, yeah. I can snore anywhere too. Always worried about it if I fall asleep on an aeroplane.
I've heard your snoring, and it's a real thick, loud snore.
Yeah.
It's like I get so frustrated when BJ, even when she breathes loud, because I'm a light sleeper.
Jeez, that's a bit unreasonable.
No, I just wish you'd stop breathing during that 8 hours.
No, do you know,
honey, could you breathe quieter, please?
When your partner rolls over and they're right there in your face and they're breathing loudly, I think that's even more annoying than a snore.
No way.
Does Gary snore?
Sometimes he does, yes. So you just got to punch them in the back.
Do you know Gary's got a bit of a nickname about how he sleeps?
Because you know him better than Sarah.
I do.
Because
I
live with him. Sleep like that anymore.
He sleeps like this.
No, he doesn't.
Like he's in a coffin with his hands crossed across his chest and his hands sitting on his shoulder. Like he's jumping
a vampire.
Like he's jumping out of an aeroplane where they go, put your hands across your chest. That's how Gary sleeps like that.
He doesn't
anymore. I know him better than Sarah because we live together.
How many times have you gotten to bed with him?
Gary's quite often. Gary was just like that. He looks
you
dead.
Do have a bit of a hickey on your neck at the moment. Has he been sucking your blood?
Do you?
That's a birthmark. Oh,
go,
God.
Gary,
like,
go.
I haven't been getting this since I was in high school.
Get the man a hamburger.
Anyway, look, there's nothing better as well with a part. If you've been with someone for a while and they are snoring and they don't believe you that they are snoring.
Mm.
See, this is why iPhones are so good these days, because you can record anything. So I do that with BJ.
Yep.
So I'll record her, and then in the morning, I love nothing better than her going, I don't snore.
Don't you?
Then you get out the evidence and go, boom.
Guilty, Your Honour.
There's a snore that's come out that's gone viral over the last couple of days. This guy's snore is unbelievable. And you have a listen to the person that's actually recording it starts laughing because it's so good. Have a listen. Wakes him up.
It sounds like a wind-up toy.
Well, it does. Well, they actually, when he's like that, they take him out into the backyard and you can...
He's got his own lawn mowing around. He's just trimming the edges.
We need to talk about the presidential debate yesterday. It's just... It's a circus.
Yep.
It's an absolute circus at the moment. We spoke about this earlier in the show. I don't know. It's the same with our Australian politicians as well. You don't know who to trust. There's no inspiration anymore. At least Barack Obama gave you a little bit of inspiration, you know what I mean? You believed that he was trying to make a difference.
These debates are just full of punchlines, aren't they?
Do you know what? And you know what? We could play. You probably heard grabs from the presidential debate yesterday, and they're the same ones. I wanted to razz it up. I reckon next time. Is there one more debate to go before the election? I think there is.
Yeah, one more.
I reckon you just do it like 8 Mile. You know what I mean? Let's get kids down there.
Right.
You know, and then they can just
be rabbit.
Bring out these zingers. And when they bring out these zingers, you know, like when they kicked it off yesterday, and we know Donald Trump with this recording over the weekend, and, you know, he came out with this zinger to start it yesterday.
That first one goes to Secretary Clinton, because you started out the last one to the audience.
He wants to start, he can start. Go ahead, Hillary. No, go ahead, Donald.
No, I'm a gentleman, Hillary. Go ahead.
And you've just got people coming in over the top. Bang! You're going again. And then you know what? Hillary fires back next.
Okay, Donald, I know you're into big diversion tonight. Anything to avoid talking about your campaign and the way it's exploding and the way Republicans are leaving you.
But see, I reckon Hillary's best line yesterday didn't even come from her. It came from Michelle Obama.
What my friend Michelle Obama advised us all. When they go low, you go high.
And they're just dabbing. Donald Trump's dabbing.
But the biggest one was, I must admit, I mean, Trump, even though he's an absolute peanut, he did come out with this zinger yesterday.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
I reckon that the third presidential debate's got to be 8 Mile style, just people down the front just going, ew.
Yeah, they went pretty hard on each other. There was one moment of honesty which I thought was great. If you missed this moment from the debate yesterday.
Name one positive thing that you respect in one another.
I respect his children. His children are incredibly able and devoted And I think that says a lot about Donald.
Yeah, so just saying your children instead of you is fine. What I like, though, is an idea of us getting together as a team and going, hey, why don't we do this? We don't do that often enough. Just one moment of honesty and a compliment around the room.
It's awkward.
Why are we going for that?
Okay.
I mean, Tommy, you've drawn some names out here, so who are we going to?
So, Whips, you're going to kick it off.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You are complimenting Matt DeGroote.
Oh, that's tough.
Okay, a compliment to Matt DeGroote. And you know I'm a fan, mate. I love your work, as Sydney does.
Which is not a good start.
No, I'm just saying that. I would say for you, besides Ed Sheeran, you'd be the most talented redhead that I know.
Oh, that's not a compliment.
Why not?
Well, I am not a redhead, sandy blonde.
All right. I would say you are the best dressed in our team. Always well presented, even
what?
When you wear.
I'll take that one.
Even when you wear my secondhand shirts.
I don't want to go any further because
it's always come back to you.
No, yeah. I'm just saying you do really well. You do well with your fashion. You do well as a redhead.
He's not taking it seriously, Tom.
No, he's not. He's all not. Right. All right, so Matt, your challenge is to say something nice to Sarah.
Oh, here we go. Oh, well, there's plenty. Okay, so thanks. You are easily within the top five funniest women I've ever met.
Oh,
top five, and that's great. That's high praise.
Thank you.
There's a lot of funny women in the world. Top four? No, top five.
Who are the other four in your top five women that you've met?
Oh, you wouldn't want to list them all.
That's a beautiful compliment.
Well
that's
done, nice. Matt. That was really nice.
Thank you, Matthew.
So now, Sarah, you need to compliment Fitzy.
See, Sarah will take this seriously.
Yeah.
Look into my eyes as you say it, Sarah.
That's creepy. I feel uncomfortable. You're always really generous with your food. Whenever you get Haig's chocolate sent to the office, you let us have at least one.
See? That is.
And you have beautiful biceps.
Oh, whoa.
And I like to stare at them.
Sarah. So, Tom, she's not finished.
And you wear tight tops, so they're even better.
Okay. Oh, Sarah's just bought a stiff drink.
Now she's turned into Trump.
Light this for me.
Well, you know you'll be grabbing something on my body.
Hang on a minute.
And finally, Fitzy, you need to say something nice to Whipper.
This is easy.
Oh, God.
Look into my eyes like Sarah looked into your eyes.
Now there's a drone.
Look into my eyes, look away, look back again.
Well, I can't. I just...
What is it?
I just see Trump. I see your hair. Now, you've got the three Ds, mate. That's what I say. Yeah. Drive, dedication, and determination. Because whenever you're given a task, that's what you do, mate. You complete it. Whether it's here at work, whether it's
I'm waiting.
A handyman job around the home, you do it. Or whether it's a degustation.
The fourth D.
Your drive, your dedication, and your determination with a degustation is the best I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you, mate.
Well, you're just violated, mate.
Sarah's Bearers, you got an update on Kim's stolen jewellery for us this morning.
Yeah, the diamond cross that she was wearing around her neck has reportedly been found. Apparently it actually fell out on the street the day of the robbery.
Yeah.
So the day after someone found it.
Good effort. Fall out of Pastel's pocket?
Yeah. Pastel?
Mm.
Not the lollies.
The bodyguard.
Pascal?
Yeah.
Yeah, no it didn't. It's worth $33,000. It's a platinum mounted diamond crucifix.
Platinum.
And they're saying that DNA evidence on there could potentially help crack the case because obviously the robbers have dropped it. But imagine being the person who found that on the street. Do you really give it to the cops or do you just hold on to
it? Well, see, this is the thing, and I didn't tell you this, but over the weekend, I was on the phone to BJ and it was a pretty crucial sort of phone call. She's telling me, you got to get this. I was up at Balmain, you got to get that, you got to do this. I was at the ATM at the time. On the phone, had no idea, got my receipt, walked away, left my money in the ATM. Went up the road to go get a coffee because actually she's on the phone. Can you get me a coffee as well? Went to go get the coffee. Went to go pay for the coffee. Where's the money that I just got out of the ATM? Ran back down. There was a guy there and he said, I don't know where it is, mate. It wasn't there. This old guy came around the corner and he said, I saw you running back around. Is this your money? And I went, you're a legend. And I said, I actually said to him, here's $100, mate. But that's a good Samaritan.
That's nice.
I said, and he said, I'm not going to take it. I just wanted, he said, I waited out the front and I wanted to see if anyone came down here panicking.
God, I knew a bloke who
a legend.
I knew a bloke who left $7,500 on the top of a car.
Yeah,
but we don't talk about it. Why are you throwing it away, mate? Throw it over here.
I
had to blame my wife for giving me so many directions on the phone as I was getting money out of the ATM.
Putting in a coffee order.
Guys, Little Mix have sent their their fans into a frenzy overnight. They've revealed they've got a brand new single. It'll be out Sunday, but it's called Shout Out to My Ex, and it's apparently all about Zayn Malik. They posted a picture on Instagram with the caption, "Took 4 years to call it quits. Forget that boy. I'm over it." And apparently all the lyrics are potential digs at him, even going so far as to claim that he was Perry had to fake it in the bedroom and that she never loved him anyway.
Give me
Perry chicken.
They broke up over a year ago, didn't they?
I know, but they were engaged and they were together for a long time and he broke her heart and he recently had her tattoo of her name removed.
Well, you would. Makes sense. He doesn't care about her. He's moved on.
I think good on her. Have a crack while you can. If you've got a microphone, go for it.
Okay. Anything you want to say about some exes this morning? The guy at Bathurst that sucked your toes?
He is not an ex.
You want to have a crack at him?
Whatever.
I hope he was, Sarah.
He's still up at Mount Panorama. He's at a big weekend.
He friended me on Instagram the other day and I thought, Has he heard us talk? Listening to the show.
He's heard us talk about it.
Maybe.
About him sucking your toes.
Send a photo
of your foot to him.
Yes. See what emoji
really
he sends
get his
back.
Tuesday morning going.
Sext him by sending a photo of your foot.
Here's my big toe. Gross. Guys, Drake looks set to win big at the American Music Awards. He's bagged 13 nominations, which means he's surpassed Michael Jackson's previous record of 11.
Oh, if he beats Michael Jackson, someone's going to be very upset over here.
That's nominations.
Well,
Sir, that's not wins.
Yep. Still a record,
what are
mate.
What are we counting noms for?
It's still a record.
Get the award and get back to me.
Michael Jackson's nomination record of 11.
Don't worry about nominations.
Okay, but geez,
let's worry about wins. You'll never take over the King of Pop.
He's going to compete against Rihanna, who's up for 7.
Yep.
Adele and Justin Bieber picked up 5, and Beyonce's got 4. So that'll be on 20th of November. We'll see how they go with that.
I'm not going to spend my life being a colour. Just great Michael Jackson.
Finally, exciting news. Jerry Halliwell is having baby number 2. I know you guys are a fan
Jerry
of hers.
Halliwell.
Ginger.
Yeah. Ginger. She's
Spice.
A great bird.
She is fantastic.
She was great fun when she came in here.
Yeah, didn't you teach her how to kick an AFL footy?
I think so,
yeah. She was very sweet. Anyway, she and her husband announced the news on Instagram with a very cute picture. It's very exciting.
That's great.
Sensational news.
Hey, podcasters. If you're enjoying today's show so much you can't be bothered cooking, head to redrooster.com.au, click order now, and they'll bring their famous chicken to you. Like the new crispy chicken wings with spicy buffalo or creamy ranch sauce. Whether you can't be bothered cooking or the halftime hunger kicks in, Red Rooster now delivers straight to your door. Game changer. Delivery available in select stores only. Big weekend this weekend. The Kangaroos face off against the Kiwis in the test match in the footy over in Perth. And one man who's going to be representing the country, a Penrith Panthers legend, Trent Marin. He joins us on the line now. Good morning, Trent.
Welcome.
How you going, guys?
Morning, mate.
Mate, realised that the time difference over in Perth to Sydney, Trent, is a little bit different. What is the time over there at the moment, big fella?
Nah, I've been up for a while, mate. All good.
You don't have to say that, Trent. Thanks, buddy.
Trent, you know what? This is a huge honour for yourself, obviously, to play for the country. You'll get asked by Mal Meninga to play for the country, and you're very, very excited. But there is also another huge event this weekend. Can you tell everyone what that is, Trent?
Can you help me out?
You got your brother's wedding.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to forget about it. It's been a very difficult week, to be honest, back home. But he's been awesome. He come up to me straight away, and we had a good chat. And he knows how important this game is to myself, and obviously to him as well. So he's been very very great about it all. But obviously, I'd love to be there for his special day. But things turned out the way they did.
How hard? I mean, because he's timed it very well, Trent. I mean, it's the end of the season. You're in the off season. Obviously, he doesn't know how good a season you're going to have to make the actual Australian side. So he's done all the right things. When did you have to make the call? Like, how long ago did you have to tell him?
Well, as soon as we found out, to be honest, those whispers around the door, he thought I would have been a chance for it as well. So. They did everything they could by me to book the wedding when they did at the end of the season, and they weren't too sure about the Four Nations. And as soon as it started to get talked about, and the whispers started to come in about the team, yeah, he started to get a bit nervous, and when it panned out the way it did, it was pretty tough at home. But like I said, he's very welcomed with it all, and
yep.
Yeah, he's more excited about it than anything.
Everyone loves an email read by somebody else or a video message. It'll be fine.
Have you done a video message, Trent? Have you got something there for him?
No.
You just gotta make sure the Kangaroos win now, mate, as well, because if you lose, it becomes a bit of, should have been there anyway.
Don't worry, I've copped it all. I've copped everything you possibly think of.
How close was Josh Mansour and Aaron Woods on skipping out on their own wedding to represent Australia, you reckon, Trent?
If they did, they'd be single men.
Wouldn't they? They wouldn't they? Back on the market. Yeah. Trent, good luck, mate. We'll be watching, and I hope the wedding goes to plan too.
Nah, thank you very much.
Good on you, legend. Thanks for joining us. We got Maddie from Lane Coves giving us a call as well. What happened to your mate, Maddie?
Yeah, hey, morning, boys.
How you morning, going, Maddie? Mate?
Yeah, we had a hockey grand final 1 year, and one of the guy's brothers nearly was getting married and decided to put the wedding on the same day as our grand final.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah, our mate of ours, he ended up playing hockey instead of going to his brother's wedding.
Oh, you're kidding,
that's a
mate.
Tough one over hockey.
And the worst part was we lost the grand final.
Oh, so that's
no,
even worse.
No. So was, that's
yeah,
be like be like missing a special event to watch you play softball, sir, because I know you're
what
a big
do you mean?
Fan. It's just kind of one of those more... It's one, sort of more weekend activity instead it of is, a real sport.
It is a real sport, thank you. Well, let's go to the batting cages later and see if you can hit a ball.
Fair call, sir. What about
hand
Benny and Hebersham? What happened at your cousin's wedding, Ben?
At the wedding itself, my sister went into labour. And in me running for her hospital bag for the ambulance, I rolled my ankle.
Oh, no. No, Benny. This is...
How bad was it, mate? Did it blow up, Benny?
It did. It was the size of a bloody baseball.
Oh, that no. is awesome. So you couldn't walk for the rest of the day?
No, well, we made the wedding speeches at the reception, so that was fun.
You just in a chair the whole time, Benny? Couldn't get out?
No, well... We spent probably 8 hours at the hospital in the end.
Yeah.
Missed half the wedding and the reception.
Oh, that's just awesome. A great day. Well planned.
Well done,
nice man. And expensive. You beauty. Well done. Thanks for your call.
He's really excited, but he's also a little bit nervous. Actually, he asked me last night. He set me, pulled me aside and he said, Dad, Tooth Fairy, is it only money? And I said, yeah, well, it's up to the tooth fairy. But, yeah, I don't know what amount it is. It's always different for different teeth. But it's just, yeah, it's always money under your pillow. And he said, oh, she doesn't do footy cards, does she?
Oh, put in an order early.
Yeah. She's getting a special request.
He said, can I write a note to the tooth fairy asking for a Charlie Cameron magic card? I went, no, I don't think the tooth fairy specialises in footy cards.
It's worth getting the letter away.
You can maybe try,
yep.
But I think it's money. And with that money, then you can go on to buy a card if you want.
Well, that's true.
And then he also said to me, he goes, I'm a little bit worried with the way that I'm going to look, Dad, because it's the biggest tooth that I've got in my mouth.
Mm.
It's his front one. And I've been trying to tell him, sir, that it actually, look, girls love it because it makes you look really tough when you've got a tooth missing at the front.
When you've just got one.
Yep.
One gap.
One tooth missing. And I said to him, some of the best footballers over the years, they've actually played without a mouth guard and their tooth missing and other guys are really scared of them because they look so scary. And now he's okay with it.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He's ready to go.
And he said, well, can I keep the tooth? Can I do any tricks with it? And this is what I'd love to hear from people this morning, 13, 24, 10. If you had a grandmother or a grandfather, did they have dentures or they have a couple of teeth? Anyone had teeth missing? Have you got any teeth or tooth party tricks that you can do?
Quite often,
bringing it out.
If someone loses, an adult loses, say, a front tooth or a significant one, they'll have the plate in the mouth and it'll just be one tooth. That they can drop it down and you sort of move your teeth up and down.
Yep,
that's
funny.
Always fun.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
You know, the old
drinks.
You know, the people with dentures and they go to sneeze and they fall out. That's always a good one as well,
funny
sir.
Gear.
If you've got any teeth tricks, we'd love to hear from you. 13, 24, 10. Hazel Fitzgerald, who was my grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she was the first ever woman to play piano in a beer garden.
According to your family.
Right, so she used to sometimes just take her dentures out and put them next to her as well. I think she used to pull her own teeth out.
That's not bad.
Can we ring my old man just to find out a few more stories about Hazel and her teeth?
It's a great gag just to drop your dentures in someone else's drink if you're at the bar.
That's
and they're
good.
Not looking. Very clever.
Very unhygienic.
Funny stuff.
Dad's teeth are in pretty good nick, actually. Well, Mum works at a dentist, so we get checkups all the time.
Freebies.
Which is always good. I hope his phone's.
Have they got power in South Australia yet?
Hello.
G'day, Dad. How you going?
How are you, buddy?
You're on air, mate.
G'day, Mick.
I got Sarah and Whip here with me.
Hey, Mick.
Good, buddy.
How are you? How you going?
What are you doing, Mick? Why are you out of breath?
I've just come back from a walk and a little bit exhausted.
Good effort. Good effort, mate.
Well, what, to the kitchen or what? Where'd you go?
Went to the toilet and back. Down the on the Fitbit, I've done 5,600 bloody steps.
So no one gives a stuff,
Mick,
mate.
Mick Fitzgerald.
Been a big morning at the toilet. Hey, Dad, we're talking about teeth and tricks people played, but we're talking about Nana and Hazel, obviously your mother. But didn't she used to pull her own teeth out, Dad?
God, here we go.
Yes, she did. She had.
You gone into the dungeon,
Dad? Hey, Dad. Dad, work your phone out. You got to hold the phone to your mouth, Dad. Ear to mouth's better.
Now, it's taking the crap out of me. Just leave me alone and let me think. Let me think. Yes, she did. She, her problem was she had a gum type of infection and she used to lose a tooth probably at the end there. Because mind you, she was about 87 or 88.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be, she'd say, look at this, Mick, and she'd be wobbling this funny tooth. The next time I come to see her, the tooth was gone. So in the end, she had these gaps in her teeth, and she pulled her own teeth out. Yep, done well.
Mick, between sort of playing in the beer garden, because she was the first woman to ever play the piano in a beer garden and pulling her own teeth out, at what stage did you realise she was using a bedpan? Because she'd let her little potty under the bed, didn't she, just for convenience?
And I had to empty it. I remember when I lived there, I'd be the one that emptied it. Doesn't older people use a potty under the bed?
No, but she didn't have one, Dad. Remember, she had an empty ice cream container.
Oh, the blue ribbon.
She did not have an empty ice cream container.
Dad, I had to empty it as well. Don't worry, I know what it was, mate.
The old Neapolitan.
Right. Can you remember that?
Yeah. It was nothing better when she babysit us and we'd come home smelling like urine because...
Ryan, you're speaking about my mother there, you know.
Go on,
she's
Hazel.
She's my grandmother, mate.
we love her.
All right, Dad, we'll let you get back. What's the time now? It's 7:55. You'll be ready for another sleep, wouldn't you?
No, I'm just reading the paper and I've got a job to do today, would you believe it or not?
Enjoy your Bacardi for breakfast.
Stay out of the way, mate.
I don't touch Bacardi in the morning.
But at midday, bang, see you later.
The moment it's 12 o'clock, I'm in there.
Hey, Dad, listen to this call. We've got Sarah from St. Clair. What did your grandpa do with his teeth, sir?
So my grandfather was missing the two teeth either side of your main front teeth, and he had a little plate that he used to put in that replaced his teeth. Well, he took us out one day and forgot them, so he went and brought some PK from, like, the newsstand and put the two pieces of PK in to replace them and hope that no one would notice.
Awesome!
Wow! And fresh breath! That is a great
idea.
Just
two tabs of chewing gum and replaced them as teeth, sir.
Yeah, that was so funny.
But he
did get away with it. Some people didn't really notice at the club, but others were like, why do they look bigger than normal?
That is awesome. Should have gone with Tic Tacs.
That is awesome.
God, I know it's not Throwback Thursday, but play some Celine Dion for me.
Gosh.
Man, let's just let this ride out.
No,
we could talk or tell. I could tell you the story, but I reckon we just settle in here for 3 minutes. What a song.
Nah. Celine Dion? No, I don't think so.
Listen to this.
No, we've heard it.
You can see Whipper as a teenager lying on his bed staring at the ceiling while he just plays really
loudly. With his butterfly net and his plastic shoes.
Well, what about
and that moisture center strapped into my undies because I wet the bed the whole time. Well, Tommy, you had men from Baywatch on your ceiling, didn't you, in your bedroom?
Yes, David Lachey.
David Chavez. And that Chavez. Doesn't save you, Whipper, weird. From loving Celine Dion.
Oh, no, this is a great song. You know, one of my
The thing is, though, on your computer at home, this is the type of music that you're playing to your son, Ted.
Yeah, and if Ted
hashtag
can grow up...
give him a chance.
If Ted can grow up loving Celine Dion, turn it up, Jay. Here we go.
Is he wearing his loafers at the time?
He's got loafers on. Here we go. Gee, we don't play enough. Celine
hashtag
Dion
give Ted a chance.
Hashtag save Ted. Let's give Shane a chance, mate.
Warning, all right? It's not about dead.
Let's move on, because Celine Dion, she spoke about how she lost her husband this year. Unfortunately, he passed away from throat cancer. What was interesting was that they met when they were 12, because he was her music manager. And then in 1994, they eventually wed after being together for a long time. Had no idea, though. Makes sense if they met when she was 12. She's never kissed another man.
That's amazing.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is sad, but lovely at the same time.
No, it's also a touching story as well, Sarah. I mean, for you to do that, I mean, she's made the decision as well now that he's gone, that she's, do you think she will marry again? Has she refused to?
She said, I can't imagine ever dating anyone else. Give Shane a go.
Oh, hashtag give Shane a go.
That seems inappropriate to suggest.
What, is Warney chasing Celine Dion?
Call me a matchmaker if you want.
No, imagine it's Emily Ratajkowski, mate.
Those two together, not nice.
He's not a fussy guy. I reckon if the chance came around and she did this, she was singing this at the same time.
You got to admire someone who does one relationship their whole life. My sister and her husband, Brett, my brother-in-law, Brett, that's the only relationship she's ever had.
They had a break,
that's her
though,
only boyfriend.
They? Did they have a break?
No, never had a break.
Wow.
And now they're married.
How old were they when she started dating him?
I don't know if he's the only kiss that she's had. But
no, I wouldn't think so.
He's the only relationship that she's had.
Yeah, right.
And she's mid-30s now.
13, 24, 10, if you've only ever kissed one person. I mean, it is. There's a romantic side and a sad side to Celine Dion's situation.
Why are you giggling?
I just want to apologise for suggesting in this circumstance that Shane Warne would be an appropriate option. I want to apologise for that. What about Lucy?
Yeah, she only
has been with one guy, hasn't she?
Lucy Ivy. That's what I like to think. I like to think that that it's just the one man for her, Bradder, and they're very much in love. But yeah, she didn't have many boyfriends at all.
I would say from the rundown of her hen's night, I would back that as well.
Yeah, which was the bush walk and bring coffee for a latte at the end of the yoga session.
It's like a blast.
Sounds like
an absolute hoosh.
Where was the recovery party?
It was from 3 to 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah. No, she has. She would have only kissed one person, I reckon.
Mm. Yeah. What, apart from yourself?
outside
of the family.
Just
you and Brian.
I have not, and I wouldn't.
Whippet, just because you made out with a cousin.
What? I would never make out with a cousin.
Oh, no, that was Matt DeGroot. Sorry. I get so confused.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So, what are you asking?
I want to know from some people.
You want my sister to ring through with a complaint?
I'd love her. I've got so many questions for the poor girl.
Not coming on.
I want to know if you've only kissed one person. Because I would have thought too. I mean, there's the love story side to it, but also you want to sort of try a couple, I would have thought, you float through life. And you don't want to get to a point in your life where you've only kissed one person and then start thinking what else is out there. Did you get trapped in an early relationship and now you're still there?
All right, 13, 20, 14, get on the blower, we'll chat to you next. Fitzy and Whipper.